Good morning. It's 6:54 a.m. on Tuesday, July the 11th, 2017. The whole week is like that. The teens. Yesterday was 71017. Tomorrow will be 71217. I didn't notice it. Somebody pointed it out. I think it was on Facebook. It's an interesting idea. You know, it only really applies in the United States. It only really applies because I think most of the world does day, month, year instead of year, month, instead of month, day, year. And it only works if you use only the first digit, so only the second digit, 7, no, 07. At any rate, here I am, I'm walking, I'm out, I'm moving, I got up. Got up a little late this morning, which was good because it was almost 5 o'clock before I rolled out of bed. So I'm not really awake. I've had first breakfast. I've had my toast and peanut butter. I need to get some more breakfast when I get back. But I probably will wait until people start moving around a little bit. I'll probably wait until at least 8 o'clock. 5 to 8, that's 3 hours. It's going to leave a long gap until lunch. I finished the secret project yesterday, and no, it's not the same project that Terry Mixon is doing. I finished the secret project today. Oh, yesterday. I thought I was going to get it done on Sunday, but I just didn't have it in me to finish. But I did get it done yesterday. And so that's behind me. I got one less thing on my to-do list. I still haven't done some of the other things, like start the renewal process for my passport or enroll in Medicare. And neither of them is particularly pressing. Neither of them is particularly urgent in terms of things I need to do or else. And compared to getting Suicide Run done. I'm trying to think of things I could talk about during August, which is probably not the right way to go about this. Since in August I'm going to try to do Dog Days of Podcasting, and that means I'm going to walk and talk every day for the month of August. That'll be, I guess I'm going to have probably the longest daily podcast. Since they are recommending 3 to 5 minutes for a daily, it's like, yeah, you know, that's not going to happen. I'm not going to do a separate 3 to 5 minute podcast. That ain't going to happen. So take what you got. Take it or leave it. These people have really done a really nice job on the back of their house here. I'm peeking through the cracks in the fence. We've put up a really nice shade trellis. I've got a nice gazebo and That's really quite attractive. It really looks rather inviting. Myself, I, you know, we, it's kind of, I don't get out into the yard. I don't go back into the backyard. I used to go out at least enough to mow the lawn, but the higher that dawn now, it's just not, it's not something that it pulls my chain. It's not, I'm not the house, I'm not the yard. I don't buy into the mystique of the yard as symbol of my manhood or prosperity or anything. It drives my wife crazy. I apparently don't have most of the markers that other people do. I don't. I live a very internal life. I live a very internalized. Never really thought about it before, but it's true. Very internalized. I don't. There are very few external kinds of things. I don't, you know, I don't, you know, while I would like to have a Jaguar XKE, it's not exactly something I'm going to expend energy to pursue. I would like to have a garden. Now that I'm eating fresh vegetables, I would like to have, you know, I'd like to have a couple tomato plants. I need to think about how I'm going to do that for next year. It's a little bit, it's not overly late, but it's a little bit late for this year. Using the tomato cages would help. Laying down a drip line would help. Setting up a hydroponics operation with maybe a couple of fish would be useful. The thing is, we could grow, you know, leaf crops with just a little protection from the weather. We could grow leaf crops here most of the year. Sell fresh lettuce, fresh spinach. Let's look up the nutrition on pea pods. I can't really, you know, peas are a starchy vegetable like corn, and as much as I like both peas and corn, I'm the only one really in the house who likes peas. Everybody likes corn, but, you know, I can eat corn, I just can't eat very much of it. So if I make calabacitas, I've got to have, either leave the corn out or just put a token amount in. I need to do that today, by the way. I need to make calabacitas for dinner. I've got some zucchinis that are going to go bad if I don't use them up. So yeah. That'd be another thing. If I could grow some zucchinis. I don't need to grow very many. One thing I know about zucchinis is that if you... it's easy to get overrun with them. The lady with the little Scotty dog is walking ahead of me here. It's a lovely morning. It's a little bit later because I slept in a little bit. I wasn't quite in the groove this morning. I overslept by about. Well, I slept. I didn't oversleep. I slept in a little bit. Not exactly oversleeping when you get up at 4:44. But that's about a half hour later than I'm usually waking up, so. Good morning. So that's put me about a half hour late here, which is okay. It's not terrible. It's kind of a cloudy morning, or it was cloudy. It's burning off now. It's going to be a gorgeous day. It's going to be another 90-something degree day. Yesterday was beastly. Today is going to be beastly. Tomorrow's going to be beastly. Well, say it with me. Monk post. Good morning. People in the backyard here, I can't see them, but hear them. Lots of dog walkers out this morning. It was just another one. It's something that looks like dog, looks sort of like a mastiff. It's quite a chunky dog. Much longer legs than a bulldog, but had that sort of face feel to it. So it was taller than one, no question about it. So I'm actually walking a little bit slow here. I just don't want to walk up to this lady's tailpipe. Dog gets real excited when he finds other people, so far I haven't attracted his attention. So when I get back, I need to get the word processor warmed up. I spent the last few days doing a lot of writing for the secret project. I need to do some writing on my not-so-secret project. Get that going, get that moving. Get a little momentum going. I really don't know where the story's going, but that's okay, because it's moving. Damn, I picked up a rock. I won't be able to get it off until I get home. It'll scrape. Nope. Move this along a little bit. The morning meditation, the walking meditation in the morning is fascinating. I'm really, in a lot of ways, it's what I was always doing. It's being in the moment. It's taking the time to look around and check in with mind and body. The world. Dog's noticed me now. Somebody's got laundry going this morning. Smell the Febreze. If people were awake in my house, I'd do that too, probably. Got a load I can put in. I need to do that before it gets too hot. Good morning. How you doing? Still on the grass side of the turf, that's a good sign. Yeah, he's been watching me for a while. He stopped and looked behind, and he stopped and looked behind, making sure I'm not doing anything I shouldn't. Pick up the pace and get away from the dog a little bit so he stops acting up. Swallows out over the grasslands here, looking off the bugs. Always had swallows, barn swallows usually. The occasional tree swallow. We had a lot of barn swallows around the house growing up. And they were endlessly fascinating. Little bug-eating fighter planes. They flew so fast. And they flew so nimbly. They still do, actually, to be fair. But they, the bigger birds, like the robins and starlings, the crow, they always seem so plodding compared to the swallows. Here I am. It's Sprinkler's still going. And I'm back at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.